Brooklyn's Radio.
Right, well, this time of the show, I'm going to, for the last few weeks, we've been reading out a volunteer request on our volunteer spot for an organisation called Circles who need volunteers. And I was intrigued as to what they do and how they do it. So I asked a guy called Mike Terry to come on the line. He's the Surrey and Sussex coordinator for Circles. And here he is. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Rex.
Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. I really do. What is it you coordinate? When you say you're the coordinator, what are you coordinating?
Okay, so Surrey Circle South East is a nationwide charity, but we have a South East region, and we reintegrate people who've committed sexual offences, help them to reintegrate back into the community, and try and do it safely. So our role is to try and recruit and train volunteers in the local area, to receive referrals from the police and probation services. And my role is to go and assess we call them our core members, to assess their suitability for a circle. And their suitability is that they're emotionally lonely, socially isolated, and they're motivated not to offend again.
And these are people, Mike, who've served the sentence or whatever punishment they've taken on board from the courts.
Yes, generally they're people that are called either medium to very high risk of harm people. So
okay.
They're people that have offended against other adults or potentially against children. So they've usually served some kind of custodial sentence, usually undertaken some kind of treatment program, either in the community or within prison.
Yeah.
And this is an additional element of support that the probation service and the police can ask us to provide to help to ensure people don't reoffend.
So the core members, as you call them, are given or recommended to you by the authorities.
Yeah.
And then you take them on. Now, talk us through how it works.
Okay, so I get the referrals from Police and Probation Service. I make sure they meet our criteria. I go then and meet them and explain to them what it is we offer. And what we're offering is voluntary. So we're looking for people who are motivated to want to not to reoffend again, and are prepared to sit and meet with a group of volunteers and talk about their offending, their problems, their issues in the future. And then I try and match that core member with a group of volunteers in their local area. And what we're looking for from the volunteers are people who are got to be 21 years of old, years old for our insurance reasons, but people who've got a belief in restorative justice. So people from the local community coming together to support members of their community. Despite the heinous crimes they've committed, we still kind of believe that you've got to be able to separate the offence and what the person's done from the person behind it. So that's the skill we're looking for. We're looking for people that are emotionally stable and mature, because they might hear and read some difficult things, and people who've got to be able to maintain their personal boundaries.
Yeah.
So we introduce everybody by their first names, and then we kind of talk with the volunteers about not disclosing other information about themselves. We provide a 2-day training course for the volunteers.
Okay. How many volunteers are in each circle, Mike?
Okay. So each circle has between 4 and 6 volunteers in it.
Okay.
And works with one core member for a 12-month period. So the idea is to meet with the person on a weekly basis for a 12-month period. And then
when the volunteers get together with the core member, is there anybody else from the organisation with them, supervising, supporting, whatever?
Yeah. So before the circle starts, I meet with the volunteers as a group and give them what's called a volunteer briefing, which is details about the core member, about their offences, their risk factors, my assessment of them, and areas they should be focusing on in their work. And then the following week, I introduce the core member to them, and we invite the police and probation workers to the meeting as well.
Okay.
And then I take a step back and leave the volunteers to meet with the core member on a weekly basis, as I said.
I understand, right, okay.
And then every 3 months I give supervision to the volunteers, and we hold a formal review again with police and probation. So we're like, an inner circle is the core member of the volunteers, and an outer circle is the professionals involved in the case, like police, probation, myself.
Now, having had a look at your website, it looks like you've had astonishing success.
Yes.
This process.
Yes. Well, I think, there's been 12 studies that I've been told have been undertaken on circles, all of which kind of affirm that it's effective in reducing the offending. on an individual level, what I see is core members who predominantly start the circle having no friends, no family, no social interactions, pretty much staying indoors because they're too scared to go out most of the time. And then hopefully by the end of the circle, having a diary that's full of social activities, hopefully volunteering, ideally working, and hopefully made a few friends.
Yeah.
And that's a difficult journey to take because clearly people have done difficult things and they need to disclose to various people as they go along what they've done. So a lot of people kind of shy away from making friends or trying to do new activities. But the idea of the circle is to support people in doing that, to give them the confidence to do it, to help them to practice doing it. Because all of that seems to, all of that is effective in reducing people's risks of reoffending.
Tell me, Mike, how do you respond to people that think these people who haven't done these heinous things and are not entitled to ongoing support or cotton wool around them or whatever?
Well, I understand that point of view entirely. My background is probation. I come from a different perspective. I believe that in order to reduce risks of reoffending, you need to engage with people. People in this country, people don't get life sentences for sexual offending or for murder and those crimes, and that doesn't mean they're staying in prison for the rest of their lives. They're being let out at some stage. And my belief is that if you engage with people, you help reduce their risks, you're minimising the chance, or you're maximising the chance of them offending again. Sorry, of there being further victims.
Yeah.
So you're making society safer. And we see ourselves as a public protection charity, and our mantra is kind of no more victims. So our belief is that by doing what we're doing, we're helping to prevent there being future victims.
So, clearly the volunteers are crucial in this. So the whole thing is built around a circle of volunteers. I can hear that. What is the level of the commitment that you're looking for from a volunteer? You said something about every week, and for how long?
Yeah. Okay, so the commitment we're looking for is attendance on a two-day training course to start with. So that's about 16 hours.
Where's that taking place in Sussex and Surrey?
In Sussex and Surrey, we'd either run them in the London area, which is in Kingston, or in Chichester.
Okay.
In Sussex. So there's a two-day training course. The commitment then, the training is free, as I say, and we reimburse expenses. I then meet with the volunteers on a one-to-one basis to see if they're interested in still volunteering with us.
Yeah.
If they are, we do an enhanced DBS check on them to make sure.
Of course,
certain times of the offences, we get independent referees references from them, and I make my own assess on the suitability of the person. And if they want to carry on, then I introduce them to the core member, like I've said. The commitment is an hour and a half, 2 hours a week there for 12 months to meet with the core member. But the idea of there being four or more volunteers in a circle is that if people can't come for one particular week, the circle carries on. There's never a situation where people are left in a one-to-one situation with the core member.
No.
So I do risk assessments throughout on everything.
Oddly enough, that was one of my questions. I mean, in every environment I've ever been in my working life, trying to get a whole bunch of people into a meeting place at the same time regularly is nigh on impossible.
Yeah.
From the side of it, you're pulling it off here.
I kind of describe my job as a bit like kind of one of the exercises on the generation game from many years ago, where there was someone kind of trying to spin the plates round and keeping them all up at the same time.
Is there a quorum you need in a circle? I mean, you said more than one, so I get that. Would two do it?
Two is a possibility, but I would usually probably be after a period of time when the core members have got to, when the volunteers have got to know the core member a bit more specifically and feel more comfortable with meeting them. Generally, our core members aren't at risk, aren't high risk for the volunteers.
Got it.
Their offending's usually towards, I say, younger children and the like. But there are situations where we work with people who have committed offences against adults, men and women, and we put robust risk management strategies in place to deal with that.
Tell me, you want them to work with the core member for 12 months. What happens? Do they get another core member after that, or do they drift off and do something else?
Well, the thing being a volunteer is you can decide what you want to do. We've got some volunteers that have been with us for 13 years and have done one circle after another. We've got some people who want the experience of being to working with corps members to help their career progression. So they go and apply to the probation service or to be a psychologist, and they can maybe do 2 circles a week. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to do an intensive period. It's different for individual volunteers.
Okay.
We're at the behest of volunteers and what they want to do.
Tell me briefly, Mike, how are you funded?
How are we funded? We're funded predominantly by the police and probation services.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been seconded to work for the National Probation Service in Surrey and Sussex. And others of my colleagues are working on a... I can't think of what the word is. Kind of when the organisations pay for them to fund a certain number.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. Tell me the contact details. If people are interested in volunteering and haven't heard this, how do they do it?
Okay, so our website is www.circlessoutheast.org.uk. Mm-hmm. The Facebook is very good because there's a video on there that shows corps members talking, an actor saying the words of a corps member, volunteers talking, and that's on www.facebook.com/circlessoutheast.
Yeah.
And there's, if you want to email us, it's info@circlessoutheast.org.uk.
Okay. Clearly, Mike, having talked to you now, and I have seen all these videos you're talking about now because I looked before I came on, is you are definitely looking for people who believe people can be, if are not, can be intrinsically good.
People have the capacity to change their behaviour and
that's
to control their urges.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for, is people who've done things that they sincerely regret, mm-hmm. And want to change their lives around and don't have anybody or don't have enough support around them to help them to do that.
Well, from the data that I've got my hands on, the amount of reoffending is minimal, given the amount of people that you're running through the system. So you have to be congratulated on that, Mike, and thank you very much.
Well, I think that's down to the volunteers and the hard work and the commitment they put into it.
And maybe a little bit to do with your coordination as well.
Wow.
Okay. Mike, I want to thank you very much for coming on. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Brooklyn's Radio.